And it's time now for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, thanks for joining us again. How are we doing?
Very good. How are you doing, Mike?
Doing well, thank you. As we welcome everybody to another show for this Monday, and today we're talking about, well, it's a tough topic. Trauma is kind of where we're focusing today, and what kind of different things do we want to kind of hit on this particular show, Doctor?
Well, I want to talk about what trauma actually is, and then what happens in childhood when and that lasts throughout life when trauma is experienced.
Okay, so the different types of trauma, there are many, of course. What are some of the things that we focus on here?
Well, the things that really would be considered trauma has to be a deeply distressing event that threatens a person's sense of physical safety or sense of self. So it could be something they see. It could be something that happens to them, you know, sexual abuse, domestic violence. If a really bad storm comes and knocks a tree on the roof or something, that could be very upsetting to a young person. Severe illness, if a family member dies, or if they see something, and as like an act of violence. It could be to someone who's in the home, but it could also be things that they watch on TV or some of the video games that they play. So we have to be very aware that different sensitivities qualify different things for trauma.
Yeah, and it seems like, at least from the examples you're listing, it's not always directly affecting the person or directly happening to the person. It could be something they witness, and that could have a big effect. It's not always something tangible, I guess, that actually happens to them directly.
Right. And the younger the child, the more they rely on their parents to provide their safety. So if a little person sees, like, their mother getting hit, that's very scary because mom is the one or dad is the one that is supposed to protect them. And so it's kind of interesting. There was a study that came about accidentally. It's called ACEs. It's Adverse Childhood Experiences. And they found out about it when they were doing a diabetes study, and they were looking for reasons why somebody might have diabetes. And they found that a lot of people had experienced what the category of adverse childhood experiences to a significant degree. So there's like seven types. There's psychological, you know, or there's emotional abuse, physical or sexual abuse, violence against mom, substance abuse in the home. There could be mental illness. Somebody could be in prison. Those kinds of things that really are offsetting to a child. Hmm. And when I say child, we're really talking under 18. So it's not like, okay, they're 13 and they can handle everything. But they found out that it really makes a difference on adult health based on what happens to kids. And there's ways that we can address that. Out of the seven categories, persons who had four or more of childhood exposure had a 4 to 12 times, not percent, times increased health risk for alcoholism, drug abuse, depression, and suicidal attempts. And some of those are successful as adults. Yeah. It really is scary what happens along that line. And then there's other illnesses because, you know, treated trauma, if we don't address it, really our body remembers what happened, and sometimes it just lands in places, and we do get sick from it, you know, heart failure or skin rashes, all kinds of different things that can come up.
So what are some of the things that can be done to try to help in these cases?
Well, I think it's really important that we pay attention to what's going on, what kids are seeing and what they're experiencing. And it could be a friend's house, it could be in the neighborhood, it could be in your own home, and there is nothing embarrassing about it. We all end up with some kinds of issues going on. So if you know what's going on, you want to make sure that your child has a chance to talk about it, to know where they go for safety. If it's appropriate, if touching them is not going to make them more scared, that physical touch, and if necessary, going to a therapist so that they can act it out in play therapy, and they can talk about where the safety comes and how they can get better.
Yeah, I'm sure there are basic guidelines to try to treat this, but every case is going to be different. Every person is going to be different. So trying to find that right area to treat, because some people might be more receptive to one approach versus another, and that's
right. And the earlier it happens, the earlier that you can treat it, the less you need to do. And, you know, for example, one mother called not long ago and she said, hey, I've done everything I can do. We've read stories, we've talked about it. Okay, let's have my daughter come in. Great. And she's working with somebody and she's doing fine. So knowing what a trauma is, talking to your child about it, protecting them, trying to end the association with them is all good stuff. But if you see behaviors that you are concerned about and they don't go away, then you want to call a therapist.
We've got about a few seconds left. Anything else that we missed on this topic?
Well, I do think that it's important to know that there's a lot of books that talk about, you know, what trauma does to the body. And so, you know, like the Body Keeps the Scores, one of them. The Boy Who Was Raised by a Dog, another stories from a child psychiatrist notebook. And then Born for Love, why it's so important to be attuned to what your child is experiencing.
And if people want to look up some of these resources, they're available on the website?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, another good show, some good information. That's all the time we have on today's edition of our Safe Harbor Counseling and Your Life Matters. It's with Dr. Beth Plachetka and Dr. Beth Speaks. And that website again, safeharboril.com. And join us again next Monday for another installment of Your Life Matters from Safe Harbor Counseling.